You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about freedom. It's freedom from the non-physical point of view. It's true freedom. It's freedom that we can't even really imagine. But we can always enhance our level of freedom. And in this episode, Joshua explains exactly how to do it. So I think you'll find it fascinating. If you'd like to learn more about Joshua, please visit theteachingsofjoshua.com. Please like, subscribe, review, share this podcast with your friends, do all that stuff. It'll help get us more attention and, of course, attract more people to these teachings, which will help mass consciousness, right? We have a new event coming up in the end of February in Orlando. This will be a live event. There'll be about 25 people there from all over North America. And it's going to be a great time, and it'll be nice and warm, and we have 2 big houses that we've rented out. Should be a lot of fun. So if you'd like more information about that, please contact me at garybodley@gmail.com. So sit back, enjoy the show, and have a great time. Bye. We are thrilled to be here.
Hey, Joshua.
What if you looked around your house and saw everything that you ever wanted in one spot? What if everything that you could imagine was in the room that you're in right now? What if there was nothing outside of that room, that you were forever in that room, and whenever you needed something, it would appear? Whenever you were curious about something, it would appear? You never had to leave the room because everything would be brought to you. There's nothing you would have to go and find. It would all come to you. You'd be in a receptive mode. And receiving everything is what you're actually doing in physical reality. You're constantly receiving everything, new experiences, new ideas, new inspiration, new manifestation events, new things that show you where your limiting beliefs are or show you where your empowering beliefs are. Always a reflection of the inner you flowing forth into this room you call your reality. And in this room you call your reality, it can be as expansive as you want or as limited as you want. The choice is yours. You are choosing a limited experience, and that's because you have a certain set of beliefs that says you cannot have this, you cannot do this, you cannot be that. You would not want to have the full experience because from your limited perspective, that would be too overwhelming for you. You wouldn't be ready for it. In fact, it would scare you. And so you play this game coming into this environment of physical reality to determine what it is you would like to explore next. And this is a choice of exploration because the universe, the platform of physical reality, lines up everything that you want to come to you at the proper time. And it's a game of learning to focus your attention. What is it that you prefer? What is it that you're exploring? What do you want to explore next? What do you want to experience? What do you want to feel? It's a feeling reality. The feeling is the only thing that ever matters. You're only ever feeling something. You're either feeling good or bad or scared or happy or whatever it is. And that's all that's happening here. You are an eternal being. Nothing bad can happen to you. You have a perspective that's limited, saying my life is finite and when it's done and that's it. And I have no idea what happens after that. You have worry about loss, worry about rejection, worry about all these things that from the higher perspective, you will see are irrational fears because you cannot lose, you cannot die, you cannot be rejected. It's not possible. Those things cannot happen in this reality, nor in any other reality. It's just that you have these limiting beliefs. And if you could process those limiting beliefs, if you could swiftly move through them, if you could wait to receive inspiration, if you could make a choice of your exploration, then more and more and more new ideas, new experiences, new manifestations will come to you. It's the new that you're here to explore, not the old. And you know this in your life experience. You can never go back. You can never redo an experience that you had once before. You only want the new experience. The new experience is what's coming to you. Yet you are hiding out from that, hiding in your little room, not wanting anything too much to happen, because with anything new happening comes the possibility of negative emotion. And yet that negative emotion simply shows you where you are. Are you exploring something that is in pure alignment with who you truly are? Are you moving along your journey of self-discovery? Are you pushing past fear to do things you're inspired to do? Or are you hiding out? Are you playing small? Are you trying to be safe? Are you trying to protect yourself? Are you living the old approach to life as the victim? Well, the victim approach to life is an exploration, and that exploration is expansive, but you've done this enough in this life and in past lives, and now it's time to embrace a new idea. You are here on the forefront of this new approach to life, on this leading edge of thought, and you are the ones who have chosen to come here now at this time to explore the limitless possibilities of physical reality, because in this physical reality, you can be, have, and do anything. You can experience anything. You are limitless. Every single thing is being brought to you. So what limits you from experiencing the next thing? Fear. Fear of what? Fear of loss, rejection, or maybe failure, or maybe death, or simply negative emotion. And that negative emotion is the thing you fear most. If you got comfortable with negative emotion, saying, oh, ho, 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 that's just an indication of limiting beliefs, it's not a real thing, then you could say, I appreciate the negative emotion when it comes, I see it as guidance, and I am not going to fear it any longer. I am going to live bravely and courageously, moving past this irrational fear to live the life of my dreams. That's why you're here now. That's what you are choosing to explore. And this is the example that you will become. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I can go first.
Yes.
So this is perfect what you're talking about. So I recently went to visit a friend in Mexico for several weeks. And before I left, when I was still here, I was feeling great. I was feeling perfectly content with my life, loving my partner, grateful for my job. And then I went down there and I felt so incredibly inspired the entire time. Obviously, I was on vacation and I was in a beautiful place and I was meditating for 4 hours every day and feeling the, you know, green jungle energy, and just felt super, super high and felt so much inspiration and possibility. Anything I thought of, I was like, I could do that. I could do that. I could, you know, buy this $2 million retreat center. I could open a health food restaurant. I could do all of these things. But, you know, then it was time to come home. And so I came home, and as soon as I got back, all of my sense of possibility disappeared. I felt all of the EMFs around here and just all of the like misery. And granted, it's New England in January in a pandemic. So I get that, and I'm sure I will settle and I'm sure I'll get back in alignment. But I feel like part of me doesn't know how to dream without fostering discontentment.
We'll say that this experience of moving from where your vibration is a little bit heavy, because the life that you're content with causes you to perceive that, well, this is just where I am. I have learned to accept it. I have learned to accept my job and my home and my partner and the environment that I'm in. And in that acceptance, you were inspired to go and visit a friend. When you left and visited a friend, you were now released from the day-to-day thoughts of commonality and worry and fear that you weren't even really conscious of at the time, but they were always there. You had just grown accustomed to it. And so now you're free from this little environment that surrounds your life and has you believing certain things are just the way they are. And you come to a new place with new possibilities. And in that new place, you raise the vibration of who you truly are. And you're appreciating where you are. You're loving the weather. You're loving the environment. You're loving your friend. You're loving all the possibilities. You're meditating. You're doing the things that you would do if you didn't have that job, if you didn't have that life back home. And so in this new operation, as the free, expanded, truer version of who you are, you let go of the mundane that causes you to worry and fret and wish that was different. Even if you're saying, no, I accept this, no, I accept this, no, I accept this, you allow that to go away. And you say, well, if I was here, what could I do? If this was my life, what could I do? What if, what if, what if, what if? And you don't play the what if game back home, because back home it's like, I have to do this. I must take care of business. I must pay the mortgage. I must pay the power bill. I must put on a sweater. I have to worry about my health. I have to worry about where I'm driving in the snow and such a thing that is not part of the reality when you're on vacation. And this is true, not just of this vacation, of you, but of anyone who is leading this life, believing that what is must always be. And then when you move into a new environment, you let go of that, you see. And now the potential can come to you. Well, we are here to say to you that this doesn't have to be that way, that you have a choice of your perspective wherever you are on the planet. And you're just used to feeling a certain way where you are. You're used to feeling, I have this house, I have to have it forever. I have to keep paying the bills. I have to make sure it's maintained. I have to make sure the mortgage is paid. I have to make sure that I can afford it so that I don't lose it somehow. And that becomes baggage. You have this one source of income, or two sources of income, or 10 sources of income. And you say, I have to maintain these sources of income, because without these sources of income, I'll have nothing. I'll be homeless. I'll be lost. And what we'll say to you is that the holding on tightly to the things you have is causing you to not be able to tune into the vibration of what would be possible. What is next? What is the potential of you? How about this as an idea? How about you don't own your house? You don't own your boyfriend. You don't own that job. You don't own any of it. It's all being manufactured by your consciousness in every single moment. And you're just used to manufacturing over and over and over and over again. And then when manifestation events come, they show you these limiting beliefs that you have about these things. But when you rise to a new vibrational level, as you did when you went on vacation, well, now guess what happens? Now you become receptive to new ideas, because you aren't carrying with you the baggage of having to maintain all those things. You can't mow the lawn. You can't do all these things. You have to let it go, because someone else has to take care of it. You're not there to maintain all of these things that you now consider to be burdens, even though at the same time you're still appreciating them. So you have this mix, this conflict within your vibration. And underlying all of that are your pre-birth intentions. You intended to be free. You intended to be absolutely, totally, financially abundant and abundant in all things. You intended to go with the flow. You did not intend to hold on tightly to that which you've already manifested, because that which you've already manifested is the old news. And that which is to come is the zest of life, that which you came here to explore. And so if you can step back and not take your present life so seriously, not having to whack all the whack-a-moles as they pop up, just to let things go. And to say, if the house burns down, great. If I get fired from the job, great. If the mate runs off with someone else, great. Because it'll free me up to do what I need to do, to explore what I'm here to explore. I'm here to live a bold, big, beautiful, fantastic, exhilarating life, exploring the new. Always the new, the new, the new, the new, the new. And when you can release attachment to what is holding you back, well, then new ideas can pop right in, because your vibration will automatically rise without carrying around the baggage of those limitations or the things you've already manifested. Once it's manifested, it's old news. If it wants to stay around, let it stay around, but don't hold on to it, because by holding on to it, you stick that fear in your vibration. You stick that fear of, what if I lose it? What if I don't get it? What if it goes away? The fear of loss is the thing that powerful manifestors are using as an excuse to hold them back from manifesting even more wonderful things. And as you know, the fear of loss is irrational.
Thank you.
Excellent. Wonderful question. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes, Kimberly.
Okay, so you were talking about new experiences, and I always think about when it's not something that I've thought, but it comes to me like, so for example, my husband has said he wants to move again. And I just got a job here and it's a little challenging and there's some fears in the job. And he has a chance to move with his job. So he's looking at southern states and it's all about like weather and where do we want to move? And I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to move. And so, but then I'm thinking, well, if that's, you know, that came to me and it's a, you know, I say yes to it. Am I saying no because I'm afraid or because there's a little part of me that thinks, well, I could just stop this job that's kind of challenging, but it, I think it's good for me, but there's parts of it I don't always like. So I could just kind of get rid of that and move and get onto something new and, you know, start my business or not have to worry about this job anymore. So
can you hear the inner conflict in that dialogue? We normally don't let people drone on like that, but it is hilarious to hear you go, maybe yes, and maybe no, and maybe yes, and maybe no, waffle, 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 and you wonder why things aren't manifesting like crazy. And it's a good thing because you want to be introspective about these ideas. Because if you were a master at the art of creation, the moment you thought of something, it would materialize instantly. And that wouldn't be a great thing if you weren't focused, because you might manifest the thought of 1,000 spiders and poof, 1,000 spiders comes to you. Conversely, you could manifest the thought of $1,000,000 and $1,000,000 would come to you. But if you were a master manifester, who cares about the $1,000,000? Because you could manifest anything. Yeah. So this is all a game of focus. Mm-hmm. What are you focused on? What are you here to do? This is a journey of self-discovery. Are you really discovering yourself by staying in that town, in that house, and in that job? Well, certainly you are. Certainly you are. And then when you get an offer to do something even bigger, bolder, brighter, isn't this a further exploration of who you are? And eventually, aren't you going to have to become more and more and more and more and more authentic in everything you do? Aren't you going to have to trust that this creation you called your life is your creation? And you may say, well, no, hold here. My husband is manifesting the new job. And because of that, I'm being moved. That's not my creation, that's his creation. And we say, oh, no, it's not. That's your creation. You created this possibility. And you can say yes to the possibilities that you've created or no to the possibilities that you created. You can move forward courageously in love, embracing the new, or you can hold on tightly to what you've already manifested, thinking that, oh, it might turn out worse. It might get worse. And we say it's always an experience. It's an expansive experience. Now, if you're running away from something, certainly that would be an urge taken in fear to change the conditions, and that will never be pleasing to you. But if you can say, hold on, everything I'm doing here, I can do somewhere else. There's even other ideas. Who knows what's going to happen? There's new friends, there's new places, there's new activities, there's new ideas, there's new opportunities. Why not say yes more often? Why not say yes? Because when you push past the fear to say yes to something, everything you want is on the other side of that fear. Every single thing you want. You don't know what that is. You can't imagine what that will be. You try to use your imagination to say, oh, if we move to Phoenix, well, it'll be sunny, but it's sort of dry there, isn't it? And what about my skin? Not Phoenix. How about we move to Tampa? Oh, Tampa, but then there's hurricanes. You see, there's all these things going on in the imagination, which is untrained, unfocused. Your job here is to say yes to something and give up the imagination.
Okay.
Go with the flow of it. Who cares what's going to happen? Who cares if you get on a plane and it crashes? It doesn't matter. You'll pop back into a new life, start it all over again, and discover who you are more fully that time around. You're taking things a bit too seriously, living the approach of life of a victim, saying, I have to protect myself from bad things happening. If bad things cannot happen to you, if that is not possible, then why not say yes a couple more times than you normally would.
Perfect.
And with that, we promise you, your life will become more in line, more aligned with the life you intended to live prior to your birth. The more often you say no, the more often you say, that's wrong, I don't want to do that, that's not inspiring, I want to avoid that possible negative emotion, I want to stay where I am, I want to not worry about manifestation events down the road, I don't want to lose anything, I don't want to be rejected, and I don't want to die, you're living in opposition of who you truly are. And who you truly are says, bring it on. Bring it on. I can't wait to experience it. And this way, I'll learn how to focus my attention so that I bring on the things that I prefer. In the older person's life as a victim, your attention is focused on protection, and you'll tend to bring on that which you do not prefer.
Yeah.
This is a nice little environment where you get to learn how to focus. And there's a lag between what you're thinking about and what manifests, so that you can change that thought before it manifests. So you make sure that's exactly what you want before it pops into your reality.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hey, Gary.
This is Gal.
Go ahead, Race.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because this yes was something that on this next boot camp was going to be my big thing, was that Jim Carrey had that movie out where he said, yeah. And once you start saying yes to things, it's amazing how much more fun it is, because you're not facing this choice. Everything is, well, you want to do this? Yes. Let's do that. Let's have fun. And I tell you, it's a really liberating when it occurs. It's just that it feels really good.
Well, imagine the no's are bars in your prison cell. Every time you say no, you put in another bar. And every time you say yes, you take off a bar. If you say yes enough times, well, the cell will have no bars on it. And that means you'll have to leave the safety and security of that cell to embrace the unknown. And that's what you're doing it every time you say yes. I have faith that this universe is bringing me everything I need to explore what I'm exploring, what I'm choosing to explore. I am choosing to have a conscious exploration of love, authenticity, courage, true abundance, true freedom. But imagine now that if you had absolute abundance and absolute freedom, you'd have to make choices. You'd have to make choices that were very clear. And so this exploration allows you to make clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer choices. Now imagine that you had a reality where you knew that every aspect of that reality was your choice and was perfect. In that reality, you would no longer need to actually manifest anything, because it would simply come to you and come to you and come to you and come to you. In fact, as a master at the art of manifestation, you know that you need not manifest anything, because the universe will see your reflection and bring it to you, see your vibration and bring it to you, see everything that is in that vibration, and with the intention of allowing you more levels of self-discovery. Well, in those levels of self-discovery come hidden limiting beliefs. Your intention is to discover those limiting beliefs, become free of the limiting nature of those beliefs, and move towards more enhanced clarity of who you truly are. Well, this means that in order to see the limiting beliefs, you have to go through experiences that show them to you. Now, you can hide away from those experiences and play it safe, but there's inner conflict there, because that is in opposition to the intentions you set prior to your birth, and you're not moving along your journey of self-discovery. So if you have a limiting belief about trains, and you were afraid of trains, freight trains, and you accidentally book a hotel right on a train track, well, then the fear that you feel as the train goes by is showing you this limiting belief. Now, without this acting on the inspiration without saying yes to this opportunity to stay in this hotel, you would have never been able to come face to face with that limiting belief about trains. Now, if you're on a journey of self-discovery and it is not necessary for you to get over the limiting belief of trains, then that event need not happen. But if your vibration needs to move through this fear of trains to get to the next level of understanding who you truly are, then it must happen and you want it to happen. To hide away from trains the rest of your life would be to avoid raising your vibration to the level you intended. And so the universe knows this and must put you in proximity to a train at a safe distance so that you can see, oh no, that was just a limiting belief. There is nothing to fear from this train. You see? So replace train with spiders or adversaries or rude drivers or what have you, and those things will come to you and you want them to come to you. And the universe knows exactly how intense to bring this to you, because if you have a highly intense limiting belief about something that you need to process, well, it'll start off small as a resistant thought. And then it'll start off as a, if you ignore that resistance thought, as a tiny little manifestation event. And if you ignore that manifestation event, the events will go stronger and 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 stronger until you cannot ignore that limiting belief, because the limiting belief is holding you apart from becoming who you are. So from the higher perspective, when you return to the non-physical, you will see this. It'll be so clear to you. Oh, that's why the trains were showing up all the time. Oh, I was avoiding trains my whole life. I never had to avoid them. And now I haven't processed that limiting beliefs. So what happens? So let's just imagine, and we're just playing with you here. This is not real. None of this is real. Don't worry about it. But imagine now that you go into another life and you start this whole train thing all over again until at some point you clear that limiting belief of trains, clear that limiting belief of the supernatural, clear the limiting belief of the fear of other humans, clear the limiting belief of whatever it is, and raise your vibration every single life to come to the paramount conclusion that you're always the creator of this all. And so when something comes to you that you say no to, you've got to think about why you're saying no, because it'll feel awkward, because I'm not inspired, because it's bad timing, blah, 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 blah. That's all fear. That's all fear. Why are you saying no? All fear. Why are you saying yes? Because you're ready to embrace that which is there to show you what your vibration is so that you can move to the next expanded level of vibration. So that at that next expanded level of vibration, you'll gain even more clarity. And the clarity is what you want. So you have a team working here. You have your inner self. You have your guidance supporters. You have source itself. They're all working to bring you experiences that you can handle to overcome limiting beliefs. The stronger the limiting beliefs are, the more manifestation events will come. They'll always, always, always start small with the resistant thought. And if you can choose to look at your limiting belief at that stage, well, then actual manifestation events in your reality that you would see as unwanted need not show up. But if you're not addressing those limiting beliefs day in, day out, as they come up in the form of limiting thought, if you're judging others, if you're judging yourself, if you're thinking anything is wrong whatsoever, and we mean anything, if you think anything is wrong, anyone's actions, any government, any event, if you judge anything is wrong, it's based on a limiting belief, and that limiting belief will have to be cleared at some point. So why not clear it now? Why not clear it now? Why not face these resistant thoughts and process them? These upsetting events and process them. Why not take responsibility for everything that happens in your reality and know that your inner self, who sees everything from the higher perspective, your guidance supporters, who see everything from the higher perspective, and source itself, who understands the entire system, if they're bringing you the event or the idea or the manifestation, it's always for your benefit. You can't see it because you're operating from a limited perspective. And that's part of the process or part of the fundamental nature of physical reality. You coming from a limited perspective to a higher perspective. And in that is expansion. And with that, you expand not just yourself, but all that is. And you are all moving from fear to love, and so is all other forms of consciousness. Everything is moving towards love, from intense fear to ecstatic, full, complete love. And you do it by saying yes. Excellent question. Who's next?
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, yeah. Let me switch my video on. So I'd, on the subject of saying yes, said yes to this proposition to go and live in Amsterdam. And that was like towards the last end of last year. And it, but now it's kind of coming to the time that we need to come up with the cash for it, and all the kind of mortgage situation that we thought was going to cover it. It's turning out that everything's, you know, more complicated, and now it's touch and go whether we're going to be able to arrange this all. And I'm obviously getting kind of like anxious and negative emotions, and I'm not sure what the limiting belief is other than like I feel like I need, you know, this needs to happen for whatever reason, and I'm not sure what kind of approach I should have with it. I think just kind of letting go of, you know, like you've been saying, whatever happens, happens. You know, if we get the money, great. If we don't, great. And just, I guess, then just not think about it too much. Or should I be trying to like imagine it all working out?
The issue with imagining it all working out, while that is beneficial to keep yourself in a state of alignment, is still using your imagination to foresee some outcome. And then you become attached to the outcome. And if that outcome doesn't seem to be moving to fruition, you will feel fear because you'll say, oh, it should be working like this. I've been thinking nice thoughts. I've been being positive. I've been thinking about butterflies and unicorns. Why isn't this working out the way I'm imagining it to? How come this isn't happening for me? This is a manifestation event that I'm creating, and it's supposed to happen for me because I'm being positive here and there. And we say, no. It has nothing to do with that. It has to be what is right for you based on the vibration that you're offering, so that you can understand who you truly are, become more authentic, and receive more clarity by taking steps and expanding along the way, having full faith that the universe and your inner self and your guides is bringing you everything you need to do have this exploration you're having. So then you say, what is the exploration I'm having? Let's say I'm having the exploration of freedom. I have this opportunity to move me from where I live to this wonderful city of Amsterdam. How does that feel? That feels exciting. Sounds like a good idea. What's all involved? Oh, this cool house. Oh, this great place to live. Oh, these new people. Oh, this wonderful community. Oh, this fantastic free society. Oh, yes, this makes sense to move from limitation to freedom. That is fully aligned with who I am. Let's go ahead and sign the papers. Step one is done. No need for anything else. Step two comes along and says, okay, it's now time to come up with the money. Excellent. How much do we need? Fine. We could get it from here. We could get it from here. We could get it from here. In a state of alignment, you'll have all kinds of ideas, all kinds of possibilities. Where will this money be coming from? We could borrow from a bank. We could borrow it from a family member. We could win a lottery. It doesn't matter. What is going on with the timing of this? But in this, you say, I have to make it happen. I'm responsible for all of this. If it's up to me, I'm going to have to do effort and struggle to make it go. And we say, no, that's just showing you that you're attached to some outcome. The outcome, as you said, should be whatever it should be. It could be just the experience of having the thoughts of moving to Amsterdam. What kind of expansive thoughts did you have on that journey towards this idea of what it'd be like to live in Amsterdam or to build a house or to do any of these things? The same is true with starting a family or getting married or starting any other business venture. It all has a seed of an idea, but then you have to let that go and worry about your vibration. Not worry, but consider it. Do I need this thing to happen for me to be happy? Do I need this thing to happen to feel good? Or could I feel good no matter what's going to happen? So if you look at it from a limited perspective, from a perspective that you've been taught over and over and over again, you say, look before you leap. Make sure you have all the ducks in the row. Make sure you have all the money lined up. Make sure you know exactly what's going to happen along the way. And by doing that, you can manifest that limited version of what you think you're going to get, but it will never give you what you came to get in this particular instance, which is the sense of freedom. The sense of freedom. Because if this doesn't happen, you could say, all right, that didn't work out in Amsterdam. What about Paris? What about Hong Kong? What about Bangkok? You're now free to go anywhere, you see? You've just opened up a level of freedom that most humans on the planet will never get to, because when the idea of buying a house in Amsterdam comes to them, they won't even receive the idea, because their limiting beliefs are that limiting that it would never even get past their conscious awareness. Here it is coming to you because of the experiences you had in your life and the confidence that you've created in business and in real estate, the things that you've been doing. Why not be in Amsterdam? I like Amsterdam. And so this comes to you. And if it comes to you, great. And even if it comes to you, who knows if you build the house, if you live there a year, if you rent it out, if you sell it, if you find something else. It doesn't matter, because you're not attached to any of this. This is all ethereal. There's nothing real to it. By you taking it to be important or serious or real, it becomes that. It's the exploration of hardship, of struggle, of effort, of doing all these things you don't want to do. If it's ethereal, well, you run a little bit of risk there, don't you? You say, oh, look at Tom. Tom was going to go to Amsterdam, and he didn't even think about the money. The money didn't come, and that whole idea blew it. Tom's always talking these big ideas, but never running around, never fulfilling any of them. Do you see? And you care about what people think. And so does everyone else. Whether you're on this call now or listening at a later date, you care about other people's impressions of you. And so this is why you fear failure. Who cares if you fail? You had the experience of the thought. That was enough. And that opens you up to a new belief system that other people who didn't have that experience cannot have. Because the change in beliefs comes from the experience, and you've had this experience. You've said yes to something. You've moved through that experience of saying yes to an expanded level, and now you're receptive to all kinds of new ideas. So the first step, get into alignment. The second step is to receive inspiration. The third step is to notice the fear that will always pop up. The fourth step is to process the limiting belief that causes the fear. The fifth step is to say yes to it, as long as it's an inspired idea, and take whatever action you can take in the moment. And then let it go. Give it up. That's done. That's done. You've already, by taking action and saying yes, you've expanded where the universe wants you to expand. And now you arrive at a new level that you have never existed at before. Everything is new. Your vibration is new. Your belief system is new. This entire reality that you created is brand new. So you don't need to worry about anything you've done in the past. Give it up. It's all gone. And now wait for the next inspiration. If the next inspiration is to do something else towards that house in Amsterdam, go ahead. And if it's not, if it's to do something else, then go in that direction. Because from this new level, you're open to new options, and that's more freedom. You've taken a bar off your prison cell, and you're free to look around now and open it up and see what's out there. Anything is possible to you now. Now, if anything is possible to you from this new level, and you're still holding on to that stuff that you think you need to make for other people to think you're responsible, or for what other reasons you have, then you're holding yourself back from where you could be. And that's your limitation. That's the expiration of limitation. Be free yourself from those limiting beliefs and those ideas and that imagination, and just wait for the next inspired idea. Be open to it all. Do not hold anything back. Let anything come to you. Do not be attached to any outcome. And do not, above all, care what anyone thinks of you. And then you set yourself free. Wonderful question. Who's next?
Joshua, hi. I have a question.
Yes, Michelle.
Hello, hi. I don't even know whether I'm pronouncing right, the esoteric realm. Just for me to visualize, where would it be? Would it be above or around us? From kind of the inner self point of view?
Let's just say that the physical and the non-physical are in the same realm. The physical is just perceived with your senses. Without that perception, you would be in the ethereal. Without the construction, the mental construct of your physical world, you would exist in the ethereal. If you have ever been in deep meditation and have let go of what's going on around you, maybe you're listening to something and your eyes are closed and you feel calm and comfortable, and then you drift into another space, that's the ethereal existing right here. When you were born, you had no representation of any of the physical aspects of physical reality. You did not know what a tree was, what your mother was, what a bed was, what food was, what a face was. You knew none of this. So from that perspective, you existed in the ethereal, simply in thought. Now, those thoughts were far different than the thoughts you think now, because the thoughts you think now are wrapped up in the physicality of this physical realm. Yet the thoughts themselves are non-physical. And so the thought package that comes to you is presented in a way that you'll understand and connect it to actual physical things. But the ethereal is this same thing that you do not perceive, because your senses only pick up the physical, the bounces of light, the impression of texture with your sense of touch, aroma, taste, auditory. All of these things are non-physical representations of the ethereal in a physical form. It's the ethereal coming through so that you can make some sort of representation of this life that you've created. And that representation, by the way, is unique to you. No one knows a tree the way you know a tree. No one knows your children the way you know your children. Your children know you differently than other people know you. It's unique to the observer or the perceiver. So you exist in this environment that seems very real to you. And that's part of the platform, so that you can make sense of the thoughts. You can track those thoughts to the manifestation of an event or a thing. Or you can track the desire, or you can track the effort and struggle. Or you can say, oh no, that's just ethereal. I had the thought to call you. You had the thought to call me. We called each other at the same time. What was that? That's the ethereal. It's an underlying grid of all that is, of which physical reality is a small, tiny, little bit basic part of it. It's like saying, where is Disneyland on the world, on the earth? Is Disneyland part of the earth, or is Disneyland a separate reality? Well, certainly Disneyland is a separate reality, part of the earth, you see? Well, physical reality is a separate reality, not separate, but is a reality that's perceived separate from the ethereal, separate from the esoteric, separate from the non-physical. If you were to remove the veil of this illusion of physical reality, you would see the non-physical from that chair where you sit right now. You'd be sitting in that chair in the non-physical. Of course, you would know it's a non-physical chair. You wouldn't think of it as a physical thing. It wouldn't even appear as anything. You'd somehow be sitting. It wouldn't matter how you were sitting. You wouldn't even think about it. But as soon as you thought about it, some form of chair would appear. And you would say, oh, look at the chair I created just now. Now, the same actual thing has happened. The chair you're sitting on was created by you. You think, oh, well, I didn't weld the chair or bend the chair or collect the fabric for the chair or sew the chair up or upholster the chair was here at the hotel. No, you created the chair and the hotel and the island you're on and the ocean that is around and all of it, and it's all from your perception. And you think it's always been there, but guess what? It was created for you. And guess why? So that you can come on this journey of self-discovery to discover who you truly are in a way that was never possible without the illusion.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Excellent. We have time for one more question. This should be the silliest question ever asked by anyone in the history of the world. Who's got a silly question?
I have a silly question.
Excellent.
Joshua, where do the socks go?
Where do the what?
The socks. The socks that go missing. The socks that go missing. The things that go missing that are unexplained. The socks is a representation of that.
The more rigid your need for a stable reality, the more you'll hold on to everything. The more you will know it needs to be in place, the more you will realize that everything has a place, everything should be in its place, everything must be there at the same time. And when it's not there, you will freak out. And so it always is there. And when you are letting go of this need for everything to be in the same place all the time, for this physical reality to mean anything, then things can happen to play with this new higher vibration. You need not have everything in the same place. You need not hold on to anything. You need not wake up and everything is in the same place as what's before. You need not have to have such a rigid idea of the physical. The only reason you need a rigid idea of physical is because you have limiting beliefs and you're not used to looking at those beliefs or challenging those beliefs in any way. You do not want to know what's on the other side of the door. You do not want to know what happens if the room melts away and you're left with the non-physical. You're not ready for that yet, but you're getting there. You're raising your vibration. And so now all kinds of synchronicities are happening. That's a basic one. Looking at, noticing the clock where the numbers are aligned is a basic one. Thinking of a thought and your friends thinking of the same thought is another basic one. And they escalate from there. At the speed or intensity to which you're ready for it, because it would literally blow your mind if it were to be revealed too quickly to you. You wouldn't be able to handle it because you are in this environment of physicality where you have a structure in place, and one moment leads to the next moment, one step leads to the next step, one environment is to be expected. And it comes as expected. It's limited because think of what could be possible if you didn't need it to be that way. Anything could come at any time whenever you're ready for it, and you would say yes to all of it. And then you could be free. Then you could be abundant. But if it doesn't make sense for the $1 million to come because you can't trace how it's supposed to come, then why would it come? If it doesn't make sense for the lover to come because you don't think you're worthy of the lover, then how could the lover come? It would not make sense. So the basic structure of this reality is it has to make sense to you. And what makes sense to you is dictated by your set of beliefs. But guess what? Those beliefs are chosen by you, held up by you, supported by you, and defended by you. And when you say, no, that is wrong, you are fighting for your limitation. And when you say yes to some odd, strange, random thing that comes, you're saying, I am ready to move forward to discover who I truly am and to face my limiting beliefs to gain freedom, abundance, and clarity. And that's what you truly want. So let the socks go. Let the money go. Let the friends go. Let the house go. Let it all go. Let it all go. Let the job go. Let it all go. Let the care about what people think go. Let the persona go. Let the ego go. Let it all go, and you'll get everything you want. But you'll have to challenge those limiting beliefs, and you'll have to start from a new approach. I'm not the victim here. I'm the creator. I've always been the creator. Me and my inner self and my team and my and source itself and all of us are working to get me everything I need. But from my little perspective as a victim, I'm saying no, 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 no to it all. And I'm putting on bars on my prison cell and living a more limited version of life than I experienced. And my inner self is pulling me forward and I'm kicking and screaming and having a tantrum and holding on to what I think things should be. Just to be safe, just to avoid negative emotion, and just to be seen of by others as good. You are an amazing group of co-creative geniuses, thinking thoughts that are that others might be unwilling to think at this point in time, but more are coming, and they're going to follow you, and they're going to hear these brilliant questions coming through in love and light and alignment. And they're going to say, I could be like her. I could be like him. I could ask this question. I could think differently about my life. I could be more free. I could be more abundant. And I could be more magnificent than I ever thought I was. And with that, we are complete.
Fantastic.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Bye. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Joshua Live. Remember to like and subscribe to this podcast. And if you'd like to send me a note or tell me what you're thinking, maybe ask a question to Joshua, please visit theteachingsofjoshua.com or send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And if you'd like more information on our retreat we're having at the end of February, we have two rooms less. Please also send me an email about that and we'll send you all the information. So have a wonderful week and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.